Today's daf in the Sechet Shvi'it Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, is daf Mem Gimel, and let's start from three lines up from the bottom, Amen Beis, in our particular print, and that is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi, the Gemara wanted to know, Mima Nitchayvu, how exactly did this Chiev come about? Is it a D'oraisa, or is it a D'rabbanan? So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Amar, it's a D'oraisa. And it was really Midvar Torah Nitchaibu. Where do I see that? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'yivcha Hashem Elokecha el ha'aretz asher yorshu avotecha v'yirishta, which means that we now see that the Torah is comparing the Yerusha of avotecha to your Yerusha. Hikish Yerushatcha liYerushat avotecha. My Yerushat avotecha is certainly a Midvar Torah. That was the chiyuv to start doing all the mitzvahs at Tluyas Ba'aretz. Af Yerushatecha is actually a D'oraisa, and it's Midvar Torah. Furthermore, there's other fascinating implications of this pasuk, because it also adds, the truth is, it's better not to talk about what's also added. I remember, I think we did this also, that the Gro takes out these words because they really belong a little bit later, as we'll see. And avotecha peturina yuvinitchayvu, atem peturima yiten vinitchayavtem. I think that's where we stop. So in the same way that before coming into Eretz Yisrael, you were completely potter and then became completely chayiv, the same thing is true by you. You were potter, and at this point you became chayiv. And that means that no matter what the chiyuvim were in terms of the drabbanan and chutz la'aretz, they're no longer meaningful. Now you became chayiv. Okay, now comes the pasuk where the Gro moves it down. And why does it say Vehitivcha v'yirbecha mi'avotecha? In what way are you greater than your avos? Because avotecha v'ayu aleihem ol malchut, v'atem avapishiyesh aleichem ol malchut. The Torah didn't expect your fathers, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, to have to deal with goyim at the same time that they were dealing with the chiyuv of maaseres and so on. And that wasn't a challenge for them. For you, you have to be able to face that challenge as well. Furthermore, when it came to Yerusha Sa'avais, it took 14 years of getting used to the chelek that you have in Eretz Yisrael, making sure that this was the chelek, and it went to the Sheva Shekafshu, and the Sheva that they were Nachalu, and brought all the court cases. I mean, imagine dealing with Jews when you're talking about splitting things up. I mean, 7 years is a miracle, and on a few million court cases in 7 years is not bad at all. So it took 7 years to complete the precise Nachalos. Of course, we didn't attack the Gvulos of the Shvatim, because fortunately HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for that with the Goralot. But I mean, everybody's individual chelek, good heavens. So Avalatim, Givanche Nichnasta Nitchayavta, Mashenken, you are going to be chayav immediately without the need for kibush. And therefore, whatever was given to you was given to you. And you were chayav right away. Well, my Rabbi Lazar, no, it is not true. There is no chayav midiraisa that comes from the time of Ezra. It was at the Rabbanu. It was aleihem kiblu aleihem et ha'masrot. The whole thing was basically their own acceptance of the chiyuvim midrabanu. And therefore, since the original Kedusha Rishayna lo kichur la'asid lavai, that would mean that since you had Rov of Yisrael that was in Bavel, therefore, you're not ready yet to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael with a true Kedusha. You need to have Rov or Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, in this case, even though it says that they took misers and so on, that's only true minerabbanim. And okay, this of course is the machlokas between the Rambam and most other Rishonim about whether this is a reference to specifically where it was talking about the mitzvah of chala. So over there, it does say that when you come, referring to all of you, but the question is, what about the other? The Bevoach Emel Ha'aretz, which is said to all of Klal Yisrael, that was only Benogea Chala. It's the Rambam who learns that this is true about all of the mitzvahs, including Trumas and Maestras and so on. So since at that time it wasn't Shayach that it should be, the roof, so it must be that it was only the draw bonnet. Right? What's my marker? Where does it say that they were makabel on themselves, the mitzvahs? Because it says, Bechol zot anachnu kortim amana v'kotvim v'alachatum sarenu v'vienu kohanenu. It says over here, Beferish, that whatever the situation was, we did not allow that to impact us. And despite all of our tzoras and the problems that we have with these goyim that are attempting to prevent us from taking it, Bechol zot, we accepted upon ourselves a brit, an amanah. We wrote it down and we signed. All of the leading people signed. And we were makabel on ourselves. V'hamadno aleinu mitzvot, l'tet aleinu shlishis ha-shekel b'shana, la'avodat beit Eloheinu. So we accepted the chiyuv of bringing the karbonas from a shlishis ha-shekel. All this, of course, to discuss the specific differences in a lot of discussion, a commitment to bring the Bechor of Admasenu and the Bikurei Kol Pri, Kol Eit Shana Bishana. So we're going to bring the Bikurim and we're going to bring the Bechores Banenu, which of course is a problem because that's not a mitzvah Tluya Baretz. How could that be only the Rabbanan? We'll be talking about that. Bechorot Banenu, Behemtenu, Kakatuv Betorah. Ed Bechore Bikarenu Vitsonenu, Bavila Beit Eloheinu Lekohanim Mishartim, Bebeit Eloheinu, and furthermore, we were Mekabo, Reshit Arisotenu Vitrumotenu, Uprikol Eitz Tirosh Vitzar. We promised to bring it, Navila Kohanim Lishkot Beit Eloheinu, Maaserat Matinu Lalaviim, Veim Alaviim, Maasrim Bechore Avodatenu, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, why did they need to do all of that? Apparently, they did all of that because that was a Kabbalah, Dinim Derabbanan, which they weren't really chayav on. And it lists all of these things. What do you mean it lists all of these things? So how do you explain the fact that it mentions Bechores? So, my Mekayim Rebbe Elazar, why in the world, I mean, those Dinim that apply outside of Eretz Yisrael, at Bechoret, Bechorot, Banenu, Bekarenu, Vitzanenu. I mean, why do they mention that? Those things are not up to them to be Makabo. Those things they were chayavin before. So how did that fit? Well, because Bekimach, Gibla, Alein, Dvorim, Shlo, Yuchayavim, Alein, Afilu, Dvorim, Shlo, Yuchayavim, Alein, Hel, Alein, Amokam, Kilu, Me, Alein, Kiblu, Alein. Therefore, now, many of the Farshim say, and I must say, I don't agree, and I'll tell you why. So many Mefarshim say that the words of the Yerushalmi here are counter to the words that are so profoundly important in the Bavli that Gadol HaMitzuvevi Oseh Yoter Mimisha Eino Mitzuvevos. Right? So it says over here that since they were Mekabel on themselves volunteer things, to keep all of these other dinim, which are indeed only drabbanon, and they were mekabel those drabbanons on themselves. So the Torah gives them sachar that even those things that they were chayev on, they are going to be mekabel sachar as if they volunteered. Now, obviously on the surface, this is running against the assumption that you get more sachar for not volunteering, right? And for actually accepting it as a chiyat. So, seems to be pretty clear that we're actually arguing on that basic halacha of Gadol HaMitzuvah V'Yais. However, since in this case, what we're referring to is the mitzvahs that they were mekabel on themselves, and we put them together with mitzvahs that they're doing because they were Mitzuvah V'Yais. So now, like let's say, Bechor, Pidyon Bechor, right? That's because we're Mitzuvah V'Yais. The fact that we were willing to volunteer for other mitzvahs that we were not mitzvah v'yais gives us both advantages. You see, Rabbi Sai, everybody is made that there's an advantage to being a volunteer. That for sure. Because over there, the fact that your heart is so into it and you care about it so intimately that you're willing to put it on yours, that in fact was Rabbi Yosef's original Havamina in the Bavli, that, oh, I used to be so happy when people would say that a blind person is potter, because that way I do all of the mitzvahs as an ain't a mitzvah of the ice, and I was very happy. Then I heard that there are people who say that no, that actually that's wrong, because an animate civilization gets less sechar. Oh gosh. So then I was much happier when I was told that a blind person is mitzvah b'yaseh, right? That was the sugya. But that means, it's not that he was wrong. The gadol mitzvah b'yaseh means which one is bigger. So there's more in being mitzvah b'yaseh. But if you're both a mitzvah b'yaseh and an animate mitzvah b'yaseh, so obviously you get both advantages. So by putting together those mitzvahs that they were mitzvah b'yaseh, together with the ones that they were mekabel on themselves, the Torah is giving them both zechuyos, those mitzvahs as a mitzvah v'yaseh, plus the additional advantage of a mitzvah v'yaseh. I think that my pshat is inarguably correct, and that we should ignore the mefarshim here on the Yerushalmi who claim that it's a machlokas. Okay, anyway, but it's fascinating, sir. If some of you have a way to defend those shitas, please tell me, because it seems to me boring. Mamakayin, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. But now, the question is, if you held like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said that it was a deraisa. So why did they say, uvechol zot, nonetheless what? It's not up to you. Don't tell me, nonetheless, we're such heroes. You know, nonetheless, we didn't have to, but we did. You did have to. So why did you mention nonetheless? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Despite the fact that we weren't chayav, you were chayav. So how does he explain those words, b'chol zot? No, he says the same nekuda. He says that mikivan shekiblu aleihem yafot, they were so happy to be mekabel these mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, we're chayav again. So again, the idea is that the Torah writes it as if the whole thing was a volunteer. And you get even more zachar. So, katuv ki ilu mi aleihem ki blu aleihem. Despite the fact that there were so many tainas, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu threw us out, we were not chayiv anymore in mitzvahs. That was the whole story that we saw in Yecheskel. That, you know, if a man sends his wife out, you know, so she's not his wife anymore. And that's the whole parsha of, yeah, show me the get crisis. Where's the sefer crisis? I don't recall ever divorcing him. And so, okay, but that means it was a lot of simcha and not having this sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not caring about us. Thank God he wants us to do these mitzvahs. Okay. Now, what about Rebbe Lozer? I am Mekayim Rebbe Lozer, the Hekesh of Avotecha. I mean, it says there's a hekesh, there's a fersh hekesh, Yerushatcha and Yerushat Avotecha. So how can he say that it wasn't a deraisa? If it's a hekesh, you can't argue on it. I don't argue on it, says Rebbe Lozer. But I understand that that hekesh is referring to Yemos HaMashiach. Potala latid lavo. He says that's referring to the time when all of Klal Yisrael will come into Eretz Yisrael. And it will be then the same as it was, Bashas Yoshua. So that Hekesh is referring to the Dor Shel Mashiach and the Dor of Bias HaAretz with Yoshua. And they are the same. And that's the Avotecha. And Me Avotecha means you'll be even greater than Me Avotecha. And how is it greater? Because the Omre B'chabo, Shimon Barbo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Avotecha were only Yoresh, the Eretz of the Shiva Amonim, the Chiti, the Girgashi, the Moroi, the Prizi, the Kani, the Chivi, and so on, right? And that's the Rephaim, which is it's called the Rephaim over there, even though it doesn't mention Beferes Chivi and the Yavusi, right? Hashenkin Aten, you're going to be greater than the door of the Knesset Laaretz. And Aten, Atidim Lirash, Eretz Shel Eser Amonim, you will also be Yoresh, three others. There were three others that were mentioned, Avram Avinu, and that was the Keni, the Knizi, and the Kadmoni. What are those? So Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that's a reference to Aravaya, Shalmaya, Nabataya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, this is referring to Asya, and Aspamia, and Damesek, all of the people that are currently making trouble. I guess we'll have to take them over too. You know, a little bit of Spain, Asia, you know, Damascus, all waiting for the final blows here. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov on there, Asyat, Kartigny, and Turki, all Barnea's his neighborhood, Rebbe says, no, this is referring to Edom and Moed and Reshes B'nai Amrim. And that's the Godol Mi'Avosecha. And there's another thing that you'll be Godol Mi'Avosecha. Avosecha, Afal Pishen Nigalu, Chozur Nishtabdu. So even though your Aves were Yotzim Mi'Mitzrayim, unfortunately, there ended up in being a Golos after that. Avalatem, Mishatem Nigalim, Od Inatem Mishtabdim. Hashem, can you, Bizmana Mashiach, when you are, once that Geula comes, then there will be no further Golos. In Atem Mishtabdim. Matam, Shaluna Ra'u Im Yoled Zachar. Kishem She'ein HaZachar Yoled, Mishatem Nigalim, Od Atem Inatem Mishtabdim. Now, this, of course, is a remez. This is from Yirmiyahu, but this is a remez to the Gemara that defines the difference between Shira, which is feminine, and Shir. So Shira is feminine because it gives birth to further challenges. And each one of them is another step. But it means that you haven't completed those steps as long as there's a Shira. Mashenkin, when it says Shir, and that's Losi Lava, where it's a Shir Chadash doesn't have children, meaning you've completed and closed the entire process. And that's why he uses the Lashon Sachar. So therefore, the Navi actually speaks out, tell me, have you ever heard of a male giving birth? And it's the same thing. Once this Geula is completed, Kach Atem, there's no longer giving birth to new Tzaras, and in Atem Mishta'abdim. Okay, Rabbosai, to be continued, Bezrat Hashem, with amidst exactly the situation that the Gemara is discussing. A time in which Kol Yisrael, Schizer Teretz Yisrael, which we're rapidly approaching, certainly Rav Yisrael, which is the din at which point it kicks in, according to many Rishonim, even a second Geula, that it kicks in to be the Uraisa. And that will be a time of the Suras Teves, Yeshuas, and Nechomes that are no longer tinged with all of the Tsar that we currently are suffering. Bezrat Hashem. Kol Tov to you all. We'll be thinking about it.